We have Mike Ducey from Fox 4, the fourth muser, sitting in for George this morning. And we have Peter Welpton from the Kick Around here on the Ticket, sitting in for Gordo. And Peter is now going to steer this segment.
I am, and I'm not going to do a character. I'm going to reuse something I put together for the previous time I was going to fill in for Gordon. And I put so much effort and time into it, I even bought sound effects equipment, which I'd like to test now. So we're going to be playing a trivia game. That is Mike Ducey's official ring-in sound. And please, Junior, tap it again. That will be yours. Yeah, just
on my buzzer, there's a picture of a man farting on the
right.
top.
Sure is.
What's your picture?
Fart technology.
A goat.
Yeah. Let's try it one more time. Let's try the goat one more time. All right. And Junior. Excellent. All
so
right.
It's a different fart.
So when I was going to do this.
Gross.
It was on the heels of the presidential election, and I had been reading some really interesting presidential trivia. So I'm going to read a question, and I'm going to give you three options, A, B, or C, one of which is true.
Sorry, that wasn't the buzzer.
The other two, oh no, beans. So ring in with your sound when you think you know the answer, and Daddy will be keeping score. Oh, by the way, there's something on the line. If, in fact, the winner, the ticket, will donate $1 kajillion to the made-up charity of your choice.
Nice.
Okay.
A bajillion dollars.
Yes.
Maybe Tots for Tots.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
yes.
that.
Yes, which one? Who is your made-up?
Fox 4 is a proud sponsor of the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots.
Mm.
Craig minimizes by calling it Tots for Tots, donating tater tots to needy children.
Okay, question number one. Thomas Jefferson is credited with A, bringing in French fries, ice cream, and mac and cheese, B, inventing Whig glue, or C, having the first known case in North America of jungle fever. Mike Ducey.
C.
Incorrect for the steal.
What's happening with this buzzer? Can you read the first two again?
No, you can't read them again. You just have to guess.
Just pick A or B.
A, bringing in all that stuff.
Yes, that is correct. Oh. Bringing in French fries, ice cream, and mac and cheese.
I knew that.
Did you know that really?
Master.
No, you didn't know that.
He was the first to bring those food
items.
He's
credited with bringing, because he was really into the French culture, and these are all things that he brought back from a trip from France.
I should have known that.
Congratulations. Question number two. John Adams had a dog named A, Booger, C, Oswald, or A, Satan?
A, C, or A?
Okay, Ducey rings in.
A, Satan.
Correct!
Satan. How did you know that?
That was a total guess.
Satan was correct. Well done.
No, I had a feeling.
You're into all that devil
stuff.
Yes, very, very good. All right, let's see. Next question. Upon his funeral for President Andrew Jackson, it was famously disrupted by A, a flatulent brother who kept passing gas through it, B, his pet parrot who he had taught to curse. Junior's ringing in.
A flatulent brother.
Incorrect. Or C, his grieving widow wailing uncontrollably. You have control of the board, Ducey.
I'm going to go B.
Pet parrot, correct.
Thank you. Wow.
Pet parrot. He had taught his parrot how to curse, and they brought it to the funeral, and it interrupted the funeral.
That's funny.
Well, you really know your presidents, Mike.
Thanks, it's
Craig.
Really impressive.
Back to you, Peter.
Ducey has the lead, 2-1, I believe. Right, Daddy?
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
Next question. In 1872, as a sitting president, Ulysses S. Grant was A, quietly known as a kleptomaniac, B, pulled over and fined $20 for speeding on his horse, or C, caught in flagrante delicto with the White House maid. Junior rings in.
I'm going to say B caught speeding on his horse.
Correct!
Oh. Because I just imagine that he probably felt like he could ride his horse as fast as he wanted to wherever he went.
Very good. So now it's tied 2-2 when we come to this question about James Garfield. What was his kind of interesting bar trick? Was it A, he was a 7-octave singer? B, he could tie cherry stems with his tongue? Or C, he was ambidextrous and could write with one hand in Greek and the other in Latin at the same time? Mike Ducey.
A.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Wow, I thought for sure it was A, too, because those other two sound made up.
Which one is it? B, tie a cherry stem with his tongue, or C, ambidextrous?
I'm going to say C because that's the crazier of the two.
It is actually correct, C.
That's unbelievable.
He could write in Greek with his left hand and Latin with his right at the same time.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
Junior takes the lead at 3-2.
It's all Greek to me.
That's what
I really
made
know
him president.
My presidents.
Herbert Hoover was famous for inventing the sport of A, competitive axe throwing, B, Hoover ball, or C, the sport that we know here in the United States today as soccer. Ducey.
He's the only president born in my home state of Iowa.
So do you know this answer?
So naturally, he invented the sport of competitive axe throwing, A.
Incorrect.
So it's too obvious.
Which one is it, Junior?
Herbert Hoover did not invent soccer. So it's got to be B.
Hoover ball. That
Hoover
is correct.
Ball.
Which is described as a mix of volleyball, tennis, dodgeball, except it was played with a medicine ball.
Crazy.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer.
So what is the score now, Daddy?
Junior is ahead 4-2.
How much time do we have left?
You can do one more.
Oh, wait.
Three points.
Right, so there's no way I can catch up.
Correct.
Right.
This is for $1 billion. Let's see. Which one do I like the most? Okay, Grover Cleveland became the legal... Excuse me. Grover Cleveland became the legal guardian of A... triplets of his sister that had died, B, an 11-year-old orphan daughter of a friend who'd passed away who he married 10 years later, or C, the 5-year-old son of a man he killed in a duel. Ducey, on the board, potentially for the win.
B?
Which one is that?
B, the one about the adopting somebody.
And then marrying her.
Yeah, and then marrying her.
Generic.
That is correct.
Yes.
Grover Cleveland adopted his friend's 11-year-old orphan daughter and then 10 years later married her, making her the youngest first lady ever at the age of 21 years old.
So he married his daughter. We had a president that married his daughter.
That's correct.
He essentially did that.
Okay.
Now This has nothing to do with the statement that was just made, but what do Grover Cleveland and Donald Trump have in common?
They are the only two presidents to be elected twice in non-consecutive terms.
That's right. Oh, let me buzz in for that.
Why?
Congratulations, Ducey. Tots for Tots will now get 1 kajillion ticket dollars.
Technology. All right, thank you, Peter. That was fun.